Hello, everyone. This is CircuitPython Weekly for Monday, July 13th, 2026. It's time of the week where we get to talk about all things CircuitPython. I'm Liz. I'm sponsored by Adafruit to work on CircuitPython. CircuitPython is a version of Python designed to run on tiny computers called microcontrollers. CircuitPython development is primarily sponsored by Adafruit, so if you want to support Adafruit and CircuitPython, consider purchasing hardware from adafruit.com. This meeting is hosted on the Adafruit Discord server. You can join anytime by going to adafruit.it/discord. We hold the meeting in CircuitPython Dev Text Channel and the CircuitPython Voice Channel. This meeting typically happens on Mondays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, except when it coincides with a U.S. holiday. In the notes doc, there's a link to a calendar you can view online or add to your favorite calendar app. We also send notifications about upcoming meetings via Discord. If you would like to receive those notifications, ask us to add you to the CircuitPythonista's Discord role. There's a shared notes document that accompanies the meeting and recording. You can contribute to this document beforehand. File notes document includes timestamps to go along with the video, so you can use the doc to skip around and view parts of the video that interest you most. The meeting tends to run 30 to 60 minutes. After each meeting, we post a link for next meeting's notes document in CircuitPython Dev Channel on the Adafruit Discord. Check the pinned messages to find the latest notes doc so you can add your notes for the following meeting. If you wish to participate but cannot attend, you can leave hug reports and status updates in the document for us to read during the meeting. Meeting is held in five parts. First part is community news. Second part is state of CircuitPython libraries and Belinka. Third part is hug reports. Fourth part, status updates. And the fifth part is in the weeds. And that covers how the meeting will go. And with that, we'll get started with community news. Catch the latest episode of The Bootloader and hear Paul Cutler discuss RV Circuit Studio, a new CircuitPython IDE that looks like a capable Moo replacement. And that was on Mastodon and linked to the podcast. And then a system for managing succulents, for growing and managing succulents, where it displays measurement values from barometric pressure, temperature and humidity sensors, luminance sensors, and soil sensors on an OLED display while sending the data to Kintone every 10 minutes. That was on Twitter. And the CircuitPython Adafruit Fruit Jam GIF video looper demonstration on YouTube and GitHub. And that was by Relic SE, who, if you spend any time in Discord or watching Show and Tell, you may recognize. But these news items and more are available in our weekly Python for Microcontrollers newsletter, which goes out via email on Monday mornings. Visit adafruitdaily.com to subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks to Anne for putting the newsletter together. If you have any Python on hardware projects to share or find content you'd like to see included, please consider contributing to the newsletter. Email cpnews@adafruit.com with a link to content. And that is it for community news. Next up is state of CircuitPython libraries and Belinka. This is a quantitative overview of the entire project. It gives us a chance to look at the health of the project separate from our status updates. So first we'll talk about the project overall, then separately discuss the core libraries and Belinka. So first up overall, there were 29 pull requests merged by 10 authors, and those were Ledoria Chan, Abhi00047, Mikey Sklar, Ledorian P, Foamy Guy, Maker Melissa, Jira Grant, and Dan Halpert. There were four reviewers, Maker Melissa, Foamy Guy, Dan Halpert, and Tanute. There were 16 closed issues by four people and seven issues opened by five people. And now we'll hear from Scott about the core.
Hello. So for the core, we had 13 pull requests merged from seven different authors. New folks to me are Lydia Chan, Abhi triple 047, and Lydiorian P. Those are folks I suspect we had new translators this week, which is awesome. I think Turkish as well. Dan can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's super cool to see people translating CircuitPython for presumably their own language. Pull request wise, we have 19 open pull requests. We're comfortably under our goal of 25, which is a single page. Issues wise, we had 12 closed issues by two people and four opened by three people, for a total of 770 open issues. We use milestones to track the priority of those issues for the folks that are funded by Adafruit. That is to say, if you're not being paid by Adafruit and want to work on something long term, that's totally cool. We're happy to support you in doing that. But here's the priorities for us Adafruit funded folks. We have no open issues on 10.2, so stable is looking good still. We have 28 open issues on 10.3. This is where Dan's working and burning that down, so thank you, Dan. And yeah, that's the kind of two main things. 10.3 is going to be our next minor stable release. And so we're getting lots of good bug fixes in there, thanks to Dan. And then we are keeping up with issues as they come in because we have zero issues not assigned to Milestone. We just make sure that we're looking at them all and making sure nothing major comes in. So that's where we are with the core.
Great, thank you. And now we'll hear from Tim about the libraries.
All right, thanks, Liz. This section covers all of the CircuitPython libraries, which are hosted on GitHub under two different library bundles. We have the Adafruit Library Bundle, which has 395 libraries in it right now, and the Community Library Bundle, which has 177 in that one, for a total of 572 Python libraries that support various things on CircuitPython. Over the past week, we had two pull requests merged by one author, thanks to J.R. Grant, for some additional improvements in libraries this week. One reviewer, myself. The pull requests that were merged were both pretty new. Oldest one was just a week old. That leaves us right now with 41 pull requests that remain open. The oldest one of those is a draft that is up there at 1,425 days currently, although I think the light at the end of the tunnel is visible for that one. It's actually overlapping with a different one that's on my list to look into. The newest one right now is at 10 days currently. Issues-wise, we had two issues closed by one person, three new issues opened up by three people, leaving us with 782 issues open across the Adafruit Bundle libraries, and there are currently two of those that are labeled as good first issues. You can find those two, as well as the others, over at circuitpython.org/contributing, which is the website where you should head if you are interested in getting involved in CircuitPython on the Python side of things. When you first load that page, again, it's circuitpython.org/contributing, you will see a list of open pull requests. Those are links to GitHub where someone has proposed a change for a library and they are potentially in need of a review. Some of them have a review. They're waiting for the contributor to come back and change something, but other times they are waiting for a person's review, and that could be you if you would like to get involved. That process is essentially just click through to GitHub, read up on what the proposed change is. You can review the code for spelling, syntax, logic, all of that sort of stuff. If you have the hardware for whatever library that is, you can go ahead and test it out on hardware as well. And then you can leave a comment on GitHub letting us know how it went, what you found when you looked over the code, if you had any issues or anything that you think should be done differently. If you did have the hardware, let us know how that went, if you were able to test it out. If you would like to start submitting some of your own changes, you can also do that from the same page on the contributing page. If you click over to the issues tab in the navigation, you will see a similar looking list of links to GitHub, but these ones represent issues, so they don't have a proposed change yet. They're waiting for a person to come along who would like to code up some fix for whatever the issue may be. It could be fixing a bug, adding an enhancement, new feature, maybe a new example, something like that. Just depends on what the issue is. And the process there is similar. You can click through, read up on what it is, and then in this case, though, you would submit your own PR with a fix for that. We do have a learn guide for contributing to CircuitPython using Git and GitHub. We also have folks who are more than happy to help you get spun up here in the Discord. So if you would like to get involved helping us review or submitting your own PRs and you're having trouble with version control or actions or any other part of the process, just come say hi on the Discord. Let us know what kind of issue you're having. We would be happy to help you out. We want everyone to contribute in whatever way works best for them. And I will leave you with the updated libraries for the week in the Adafruit bundle, BMP5X, SCD30, a couple improvements to some driver libraries, and then over in the community bundle, SynthIOTA was updated with support for optional USB MIDI. And that's what we've got for libraries this week. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Now I will read about Blinka. Blinka is our compatibility layer for CircuitPython code on single board computers like Raspberry Pi. There were 14 pull requests merged by two authors and one reviewer, both those maker Melissa. There are six open pull requests right now. Two issues were closed by one person. There were zero new issues opened. There are currently 79 open issues, and the number of supported boards, 174. And that is state of CircuitPython libraries in Blinka. Next up is Hugger Ports. So Hug Reports is a chance to highlight folks in the CircuitPython community and beyond for doing awesome things. I'll start, and then we'll go down the list of Hug Reports alphabetically. If you are text only or are missing the meeting, I'll read your notes when I get to them in the list. So I will start with a group hug, but I have to be honest, I always kind of draw a blank when I go to fill them in, and then it's during the meeting I remember things. So I'd like to quickly also add Foamy Guy. You've been doing awesome audio work in the core. Really appreciate it. Dan, the bug fixes are awesome. Looking forward to the new release. And Scott, looking forward to the hardware and the loop stuff. And now we'll hear from Dan.
All right. So thanks to River Wang, who's been working on their browser-based IDE, CircuitPy.dev. A bunch of new work, including some AI-related work in there. It looks very interesting. Thanks to Jeff Epler, who's coming back to fix some old bugs and add some new features based on some project that he's working on. Thanks very much, Jeff. And then thanks to Tim Foamy Guy for the new audio file writer module and other continuing audio work, which is really turning us into a kind of an audio powerhouse here. And that's it.
Cool. Thank you. And now we'll hear from Foamy Guy.
All right. Thank you. I have hug reports for Relic SE for working on stereo support for USB audio. Very cool to see that come along. To you, Liz, thanks for the KiCad 2 Fritzing tool. I think that's super cool to see more stuff coming to the KiCad world. And then lastly for me, thanks to Smitka on Discord for adding support for Pico DVI to the Pico game video game framework. I tested that out on the Fruit Jam. Very cool stuff there, as well as for lots of other improvements that have been ongoing in that Pico game framework. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. And now we'll hear from Scott.
Hello, hug for me for Jeff. It's always awesome. I'm very happy to see him coming back and helping us out with CircuitPython for the moment.
Great, I agree. And that is Hug Reports. Next, we'll move to Status Updates. Status Updates is our time to tell folks that we're up to individually. I'll start, and then we'll go through a list of updates alphabetically. My call on you, take a couple of minutes to talk about what you've been doing since the last meeting and what you'll be doing until the next meeting. If the discussion becomes too long for status updates, we can move it to in the weeds. So I will start. I published the KiCad to Fritzing and CircuitPython chiptune player guides last week. KiCad to Fritzing tool uses Python to convert KiCad PCB files to Fritzing parts. And then chiptune guide uses a SynthIO helper library to emulate the AY38910 chip for playing back video game music files. So both those guides are live now. And then this week, I'm revisiting the IKEA Elpstuga drop-in board. I did some rework on Rev A to confirm some issues to fix for Rev B. I had the buttons routed incorrectly, and then all the LEDs were placed backwards on the board. But luckily, the schematic and FabPrint were correct, so I was able to do some desoldering and some bodge wiring to kind of confirm that. So that was good. And now we'll hear from Dan.
All right, so I'm still working on more bugs for 10.3.0. There had been a whole bunch of like relatively elderly bugs from 2024 and 2025, and so I really wanted to get those out of the way. And I'm reinvestigating bugs, retesting, and some of them are not bugs anymore, it appears, which is the easiest kind to fix. So there are now less than 30 issues left on the 10.3.0 milestone. That's really good. We had 100 at one point. We pushed some of them forward. Then they were like 50 for a while. And so, you know, we're getting close to cutting that in half. Probably over 50 there were. So I'm working on those. There seems to be some USB host regression that happened, and I want to investigate that or have other people investigate it. But I hope to do another alpha release soon. It'll have bugs in it. That's why it's alpha. But it'll have a lot of fixes, too, and a lot of sort of nits. And things that are larger than nits will be fixed. And that's it for me.
Great. Thank you. And now we'll hear from Tim.
All right. I worked on wrapping up the audio file writer module last week, and that's merged into the core. This is a new API that allows you to record audio asynchronously. The existing APIs were all blocking, so this one lets you do some other stuff while you're recording. It also opens up the door to recording from like Synth.io and from the other audio effects chains modules that we have in the core. I tested out Pico Game, like I mentioned, on the Fruit Jam this weekend, and I worked on adding support for the SNES-like game controller that came with the Fruit Jam together, if you got the kit. I started implementing a class for granular pitch shifting. This is a different technique for pitching for shifting pitch in audio compared to what we have today. This one makes larger shifts sound a little bit less robotic. So if you are looking for the robotic effect, what we have today is good. If you are looking for something like kind of akin to auto-tune-ish, not exactly the same, but something smoother like that, this is what the new module will do. It sounds pretty cool so far in the bits that I've been playing around with it while I make it. And then using that new module, I worked on a proof of concept, essentially some code for the Fruit Jam that uses a MIDI keyboard, USB MIDI keyboard, to make the Fruit Jam act like an old Casio SK1 sampler keyboard. The main sort of feature set on this keyboard was there was a button to record a sample, so you push the button and talk into it, or it had a line in as well. You could record your sample and then use the keyboard to actually play pitch-shifted versions of that sample, you know, up or down in pitch, based on what key on the keyboard you press. So that is the sort of next project that I'm working on. The proof of concept is going pretty well. I can record and play back, and that's working good. And I have started adding support for playing back a MIDI track. So live playing on the keyboard is one thing, but the other sort of thing that this Casio SK1 keyboard did is it had a built-in demo song, I think an old sort of classical Mozart arrangement, and you could just play, you know, press a single button, and then it would play that track using your sample. So you could put your cat or your dog or whatever you want in there, and then it would play a fun song based on that. So I'm working on adding support for MIDI tracks to be able to do not only the original song, but also customize it with whatever song you want. So that is what I'm up to. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. And now we'll hear from Scott.
Hello. I'm kind of it's my birthday this week, so I may be out some. Haven't decided exactly when or if, but I do have some folks in town. I'm primarily working on the Game Boy Cart software. I have GLM 5.2 trying to do it right now. I'm not sure if it's going to succeed. But it's trying to do the PIO stuff that another example Game Boy Cart with an RP2350 does. So I'm working on getting that going, and then if I have some spare cycles, I'll keep poking the hardware in the loop stuff. And then lastly, kind of at night, I my trackball saga, I've realized both PCBs unfortunately need to be respun. So I'm going to order those tonight so that I can get those going and back and hopefully working. So yeah, Game Boy and then hardware in the loop and then trackball PCBs in order.
Great. Thank you. And that is going to do it for status updates. There are no in the weeds topic this week, so we can move to wrap up. This has been CircuitPython Weekly for Monday, July 13th, 2026. Thank you to everyone who participated. If you want to support Adafruit and CircuitPython, and those of us that work on CircuitPython, consider purchasing from the Adafruit shop at adafruit.com. Video of this meeting will be released on YouTube at youtube.com/Adafruit, and the podcast will be available on major podcast services. You'll also be featured in the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter. Visit adafruitdaily.com to subscribe. Next meeting will be held next Monday, as usual, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Meeting is held on Adafruit Discord, which you can join by going to adafruit.it/discord. To be notified about the meeting and any changes to the time or day, you can ask to be added to the CircuitPythonistas role on Discord. And we hope to see you all next week. Thanks, everyone.